Right, I hope now you've all, you need to bring in, you stay there, so I hope now you've all got a suite and you've done something I want to talk about today. You've passed on the box. There's loads of things that we pass on, isn't there? For an example, when I was a little boy, I had an older sister, and what they used to do was pass on clothes down the line in those days. And being a boy, and my elder being a sister, I didn't realise I was a boy till I went to school. But no, that's not quite true. But clothes used to be passed on down the line. Now, can anybody else tell me some things that we pass on? I've got a few ideas, but can anybody tell me what else do we pass on other than a box of sweets and old clothes? Sorry? Books, somebody shouted? Information, yes, we pass information on, we pass books, we pass magazines. Skills, yes. Love. Yes, we can pass on love.
Family photos.
Family photos, yes. Heirlooms, the family silver. We pass on loads of things, don't we? Habits, yes, we can pass on habits. We can also pass on diseases, can't we, if they're in the family line. We can pass on illnesses. We can pass on loads of things. I've got written down here, we can pass on our name, our surname for generations, magazines and books we've said. Recipes is another thing we pass on. Family heirlooms, knowledge we've said, talents we can pass on, and certain illnesses which I've mentioned. And we can also, much to the disappointment of my children, we can pass on our looks, can't we, to our children. But we also think of the royal family. Now, King George VI passed on to Queen Elizabeth her reign for the royal line. And it would appear that it's possibly going to be the longest reign we've ever had for a monarch. And then she will pass it on to the Prince of Wales, which looks as though it'll probably be the shortest reign, or one of them. And then it will be passed from the Prince of Wales to the Duke of Cambridge. And eventually it will go on, as long as we've got a monarchy, it will be passed down the line. Now, in our Old Testament reading, we read about when Moses handed over the leadership of the children of Israel over to Joshua. Moses had brought a gang of slaves out of Egypt. He'd taken the slaves out of Egypt, taken them for 40 years wandering around in the desert. Now, Jonathan, our old minister, always says that 40 days doesn't mean a time, it just means a long time. So that's one of those things. But for 40 years, we're told, they wandered around in the desert until eventually they came and stood on the threshold of the promised land that they'd been invited to go into. But what happened to poor old Moses? He'd done all this work, he'd led the people, he'd brought them as slaves out of Egypt, and he was taking a nation, they'd built themselves into a nation, into the promised land. God's, that's it. Moses, you've got to pass on your work. You've got to pass it on to someone else. So he passed down to Joshua his work that he'd done, and Joshua took them into the promised land. Also, we read in the Old Testament, in the book of 2 Kings, of how Elijah, now I have to be careful because I always get these two mixed up, Elijah and Elisha. Elijah passed his work down to Elisha, and it happened by them going on a little stroll. They were walking along, and Elijah kept telling Elisha, that's it, you've come as far as you can, stay here. But Elisha, being a faithful friend, kept saying, no, Elijah, I want to come on, I want to come with you. This happened 3 times. And in the end, Elisha, for some reason, stopped and didn't go any further. And Elijah was taken up into heaven. He was no longer with them, and Elisha had to carry on his work. Elijah had passed it on. These are a couple of old men. We read, didn't we? Moses was how many hundred years old? But he got good eyesight and was in good condition. So youngsters, you might think, well, it's all right when you're old to pass things on. But we also read in the Old Testament and the New Testament, we read of a young lad called Samuel. Samuel worked in the temple. And he went to bed one night and went to sleep when God woke him up. That was probably a shock for a start. But God woke him up and he said, Samuel, I want you to pass on a message to me, to Eli. So Samuel duly did. He passed on his message to Eli. It wasn't a very nice message for Eli, but he did what God told him. He passed on the message. And he was only a young lad. And we also read in the New Testament, don't we, of a young lad who got up one morning, made himself his lunch of bread and fish, and went out for the day. And he eventually, during that day, met Jesus with a load of people and was listening to him. And he heard Jesus say, have we got any food? Now, only a youngster would think this, wouldn't he? There was, what, 5,000 people? But this young lad went up to Jesus and said, well, I've got my lunch. You can use that. You see, we can pass things on even when we're young. Samuel passed on a message. He passed on teaching and learning from God. The young lad, we're not even told his name, but the young lad in the Bible passed on his goods. He passed on his lunch to Jesus. So no matter how or how young we are, we can all pass on God's message to others.